Newton-John? If not for you. If any boy wants to know the type of young lady that I really adore, Olivia Newton-John is it. She is lovely. Oh, number 12 this week in our Fan 13 used to be one of the Tony Blackburn Show records of the week as well. And that's one that's done very well, which makes a change. Well, that's cool if not for you. 11 and a half music minutes past 10 o'clock, and a very good morning if you're just woken up. A happy Easter to you this morning. And I hope it's as nice where you are as it is here in London. A most beautiful day. I was down in Poole in Dorset yesterday, staying with my parents down there, who I'd like to thank very much for looking after me the last 3 weeks or so. And had a most lovely day down there, so I hope it's going to be very nice for all those of you just about to dash onto the beaches, which I guess most of you will now be doing because I'm just about to sing. I shall be singing two numbers during the show every day, which I hope that you're going to enjoy. I very much doubt it, but there you go. And I've been sort of finding, actually, one request has come pouring in for me to sing a song. And this is, we always have difficulty getting requests for me to sing songs for some unknown reason. This one comes from Mrs. Glenn Braddock of 152 High Road, Broxbourne in Hertfordshire. Good morning to you, Mrs. Glenn Braddock, and thank you for writing in. And you'd like me to sing a number for you and your 3.5-year-old son, Ian. Says, please sing us both a song, and I love your new record. Well, thank you very much, then. In actual fact, you could have a collector's item in your house if you have bought it, Mrs. Braddock, because you must have got the other copy. Right. Also, I'd like to say thank you very much indeed to all the nurses who have been looking after me as well while I've been in hospital, and I sort of still go back every other day or so for a little bit of treatment and everything, but gradually recovering. And I'd like to thank everybody in the Dan Mason wing of the West London Hospital, who I said I'd say hello to this morning. Nina Hazel, Terry O'Brien, who's a knockout nurse there, and she was very, very bright and happy and made me feel all nice and everything. Thank you very much, Terry. And Janet Rigby, on holiday in Brussels at the moment. Dorothy, Annie, I think that is there. Not forgetting Liz. I can't read the next one here. And also for friend Lee, it says. Many thanks, and we hope that you don't forget this time, because I forgot to play your record last time, didn't I? So hello to all those of you in the West London Hospital, and once again, thank you very much for doing such a great job. In actual fact, I was looking at myself in the mirror this morning, and I'm not quite sure you have, actually. I'd like to sing you a song. I'd like to sing in the country now. Nobody allows me to sing in the city. It's the best place to sing with a voice like mine, I guess. Here we go with the Revive 45. 13 and a half more music minutes past 10 o'clock this morning.
When the world in which you're living gets a bit too much to bear, and you need someone to lean on, when you look, there's no one there.